Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Unlike Super Bowl football, ski jumping doesn't get a lot of attention, except maybe at the Olympics. New Hampshire is the only state in the nation where high school students still compete in ski jumping. Charlotte Albright from Here and Now contributor for Vermont Public Radio went next door to take in a competition.
At a tiny community ski area up a hill in Lebanon, New Hampshire, teenagers wearing one-piece stretch spandex trudge up icy steps to a jump platform. They wait for the signal to blast down the steep ramp and sail through the air.
Says Ethan Winter on the hill.
On one side of the slope, in a rustic wooden shed, the announcer and two judges look out small windows at the skiers flying past. Volunteers on the opposite side of the hill double-check the mark each jumper hits on the icy ground.
34 and a half meters for Ethan.
Between each jump, amateur ski jumper and coach Walter Malmquist gives tips to the young competitors.
Whether you go high or you go out, hold it to the end and stick the foot forward.
25 years ago, most northern high schools from the Midwest to New England competed in ski jumping. But since then, all states but New Hampshire have dropped it, in part because of liability concerns. Yet, Coach Malmquist says it's a sport even older amateurs like him can enjoy safely.
I still ski jump a little bit, okay? And it's not something that I'm going to do because I want to be a world champion. It's because it's exhilarating. It's an outside sport in the wintertime. We have great friends. Let's face it, if you have the courage to go up a hill like this, people have to respect you.
And if you happen to have been an Olympic ski jumper, you get even more respect.
My name is Jeff Hastings. I grew up in Norwich, Vermont, as a ski jumper and went to the Olympics in 1984 as an athlete and as a coach in 1988.
Today, though, Hastings is just another parent, anxiously watching his son go airborne.
Also of Hanover High School, Sam Hastings is up next. 33 and a half meters on his first jump.
Jeff Hastings can tell pretty early on whether a child is cut out for this challenging sport.
You know, it has to be recklessness to be really good. And it's running that ragged edge of not, you know, taking it too far and hurting yourself or scaring yourself even.
40 meters for Sam.
17-year-old James McCluskey from Hopkinton, New Hampshire, says ski jumping is a great way to defy gravity.
When you're a kid, you always want to fly, and, like, this is the closest thing you can do to flying, so...
And for these daring athletes, flying on skis could even be a route to the Olympics someday.
Okay, this next group has requested more speed, so we've pulled out the bar, and those that want to are going to the top.
For Here and Now, I'm Charlotte Albright in Lebanon, New Hampshire.